I'm Lorelai Kinnean here at the Takotna Checkpoint with Aaron Burmeister, who is not racing the 2010 Iditarod Soldier Team. You have some dogs, though, in the race with Mitty Johnson and some other folks.
Yeah, Lachlan Clark's got a few. Dallas has some. Several teams are scattered around. I think we have a total of 26 dogs that we raised in our kennel that are running the Iditarod this year.
Now, with the whole John Baker debacle, we've been watching the GPS tracker all day, trying to figure out what was going on, stopping and starting and stopping and starting. And what do you think happened there? What do you see?
The stretch of trail going into Cripple is very deceiving because you got about 30 miles of rolling hills and muskeg and scrub brush, spruce trees. It's really deceiving when or how close you're going to get to it. And the Cripple checkpoint is actually about a mile off the main trail. So when the Iron Dog goes through, they leave a highway going straight. And it's really easy for veteran musher people and that know where they're going in that country to think that they went by the turnoff. And I think what happened with John is he was questioning himself. He'd been on such a long run at that point that he stopped, pulled over for 3 to 4 hours and camped his dogs. And of course, Dallas CV came up behind him. John was questioning what happened and if he went by it. They both stopped together there for a few minutes. Obviously, they had a conversation, and Dallas said, "No, I have not seen the turnoff," and they took off again. Of course, Dallas looked like he passed him there following the tracker and beat him into Cripple. John was stopped just 3 miles before the Cripple checkpoint, so I'm sure for him it's a devastating feeling giving up that amount of rest going into his 24, but that's the Iditarod.
So how much time do you think he really lost looking at the time that King left and, you know, John's going to have to take his 24? How much time do you think he lost with this move?
He lost 6 hours because when he pulled over and stopped for 3 hours, he gave up 6 hours because that's 3 hours of runtime and 3 hours of resting. So when Jeff leaves there tomorrow morning after he rests, Jeff's probably going to leave Cripple 6 hours ahead of John. So it's a six-hour deficit that's going to be challenging for him to try to get back going down the Yukon and up the coast.
And that just shows how one little thing, going down the trail, not sure if he went past or not, can really affect the whole race. He was doing so well.
It's a tough break. It's a heartbreak, really. And, you know, Paul Gebhardt, the same thing happened to him 2 years ago. And Didi passed him, and he turned his team around and was going back the opposite direction, met up with Didi. Didi passed him and beat him into Cripple. So it's not the first time it's ever happened, but it's a tough break. And it's something that John's a tough driver and a smart man who's going to have to live up to the challenges and try to overcome it.
Going back to you and you sitting out this 2010 race, what's the future for you? Are you going to come back to the Iditarod?
Well, we sold the adults in our kennel, the mature race dogs, and the adults, of course, Dallas bought my main race team. So Dallas, of course, my best buddy John is not going to be first there, but obviously a good bunch of the dogs from my kennel are first to Cripple, which is also a rewarding feeling for me to be able to follow the dogs. At that same token, being out here on the trail and seeing my dogs and other teams has been heartbreaking for me, just because I want to be driving them right now. And at home, we've got 16 yearlings and a few older leaders that we're raising up and building another dog team. But by taking a year or two off, which by selling the adults kind of forced me to do, it's time to spend with my family, and my young son's growing up now, and enjoy some of the other things in life. The last 6 months of not training for Iditarod has been a pleasure of family time for us and doing some traveling and enjoying things that we haven't been able to do in 10 years. So it's been a great winter, even though we haven't been training, and it's tough today sitting out the Iditarod and watching Jeff leave here about an hour ago, and my heart went down the trail with him as he took off. So it certainly has its challenges, but being out here in my own plane, flying the trail and following the race has been a blast as well. And I'll just continue all the way up to Nome and enjoy my little vacation being out here, even though I'm not on a dog team.
Reporting in Takotna, talking with Aaron Burmeister, I'm Lorelai Kinnean.